Men originate on Mars, whereas women are from Venus. We are familiar with this phrase. Everything from children's novels to contemporary literature to psychology courses has discussed the difference between men and women. Discovering what makes us specifically a man or a woman is what we are so fascinated to find out. Contrary to common assumption, despite cultural variations in gender roles and behaviours, men and women often have comparable brain makeups. This should be kept in mind while we examine gender disparities. As a result, even though the majority of this video is devoted to dating advice for men, keep in mind that it also has plenty of useful information for women. So, let's begin by making some dating observations that every male should be aware of. Like and subscribe. Be a gentleman and open doors. It never hurts to be a kind person and a gentleman. Even the older ladies appreciate this kind of action. The difficult thing is keeping the girl after you get her. We are so fixated on accomplishing things as soon as possible. Everyone wants speedy answers. Guys want to know how to deal with approach anxiety quickly. So learn how to hold fascinating conversations or how to become a natural flirt. Find a solution to each of their concerns. When anything goes wrong, they only consider making a real effort. They begin the damage control stage when it's already too late. Poor connection making is the result of shallow thinking. It's not difficult to create an initial feeling of attraction or to appear momentarily confident in someone. You can only play the part for so long though. If you don't genuinely possess any fascinating traits, you'll eventually reveal your true insecure self. What takes place? The women you value inevitably leave you. Active effort on both sides is necessary for healthy partnerships. These things must develop. You must maintain your relationship, especially on the sexual realm. I have met many long-term devoted couples who are still very much in love with one another. They joke around, touch, and flirt like a young couple. Their eagerness is almost too much. If you want a relationship to be fantastic and fulfilling, you must stay in it for the long haul, and you should get started straight away. It doesn't hurt to be traditional. Never send a first-time date invitation by email or text to a lady. Since dating is all about getting to know someone on a personal level, the latter is impersonal. It also strikes a bad tone for the communication dynamics of the partnership. Your ex doesn't want to date you again, probably. This is why, rather than trying to solve the issue, she ended it. Does she speak as much as before? Has she been flirtatious or romantically intimate? Is she hanging out with you and making it seem like she wants a relationship again? Probably not. Even if it hurts, you have to respect her decision and start moving on. If you really need to know whether there is any hope, stop thinking and start doing. I'm sure some of you won't stop until you get that closure though. She's been asked to hang out, give her the impression that you are still in love with her. Try to kiss her, flirt with her and talk to her. If she ignores your calls and messages, won't see you in person or rejects your advances while you're together, it's done. Simply because you fear being alone yourself, you shouldn't pursue her. The impulse to grow fixated on her must be resisted. Just keep in mind that you can't have her anymore. Don't let your feelings about her negatively affect your daily life. Remember that her rejection has nothing to do with your worth as a person. That is the most important thing to remember. Flowers are not a bad thing. Despite how ridiculous they might be, no lady is going to slap you in the face for giving her flowers. It's never a bad idea to start off a first date passionately. She wants you to listen, not to solve things. Women just want to be heard, supported, and validated, unless perhaps there is a nail in our heads. But a simple, sounds like you've had a really bad day, is so much more helpful than, well, here's what you should do to make you feel better. Keep your speed in check. Before initiating a meeting in person, spend some time getting to know her online, over the phone, and in a video chat to make sure she feels comfortable. The majority of women online dating entails some amount of danger and worry. If you can't travel together, you shouldn't be together. When you are traveling, your best and worst traits are on full show. I previously dated a guy who would berate every aspect of our trip, including the hotel room, the taxi service, and even the city's architecture. The other guy that I dated, on the other hand, was constantly on the go, would even pause to use the toilet. After I had had it with pounding espresso halfway through the holiday, I convinced him to go out partying alone. Always choose a date that is enjoyable over one that is flashy. Restaurants with white tablecloths are awkwardly formal. A better date is almost always going to be in a divey restaurant with fantastic comfort food and skee ball in the back. However, you should really simply give it some consideration and arrange something based on what you believe she would be interested in. Looks do not matter in a relationship. Most men who are great with women are at least a little bit beautiful. Why? Because every guy who consciously chooses to develop his abilities with women is aware that he can and would need to enhance his physical attributes. He knows how crucial his look is to his initial impression. Therefore, it wouldn't make sense for him to disregard it. He now focuses on improving his posture, fitness, style, and grooming. As a result, he often improves his appearance, rising from mediocre to gorgeous. Naturally, he also approaches several women, adjusts his conversational techniques, and accumulates comparable experiences, all of which, over time, make him feel more at ease among women. The cycle continues when a witness sees him engaging with a stunning woman and exclaims, "It's all down to his good looks." The truth is, looks do not matter. The fit, well-groomed, fashionable man will have an edge over an overweight, sloppy, plain man. Being a genetic freak of beauty is not required to attract gorgeous women, though. You don't need to worry about your facial appearance or get plastic surgery. You should work on improving your health, looks, hygiene, and sense of style, since these are all things you can manage. This will give you all the physical ability you need to approach attractive ladies, but simply, don't focus on those. Also, keep working to improve your communication skills. Combine it with the work you put into improving your appearance. Complaining that you're not attractive enough will just push you further into that victim mindset. Take the lead. As the guy always has a time and place in mind, it's best to chat or text when arranging the date. Never engage in a conversation that starts with, "Well, what do you want to do?" "Oh, I have an idea." "What are you planning to do?" Be certain and provide a suggestion. You are not required to wait 3 days before calling. The 3-day rule isn't that great. 5 minutes after meeting her, don't bombard her with messages and friend requests, but if it feels right, call her a little bit early. Go to a place where you feel at ease. You might believe that by letting your date choose where you go on a date, you are being a gentleman, but ladies prefer to see that you can take the initiative. So make plans to meet at a place that you are acquainted with so that you can relax and you can ease any anxiety you have. Just play it cool. Avoid freaking out and asking her 80 times in 1 hour whether she's enjoying herself or if her meal is delicious. It takes no more than 10 times in an hour to determine if she is having fun or not. Kidding aside, don't ask her. Unless she flees from you screaming, just assume she's having fun, then you are free to ask.